37. O ye dear friends of Abdu'l-Bahá, a blessed letter hath been received from you, telling of the election of a spiritual assembly. It hath rejoiced my heart to know that, God be praised, the friends in that area, with absolute unity, fellowship, and love, have held this new election and were successful in voting for souls who are sanctified, are favoured at the holy threshold, and are well known amongst the friends to be staunch and firm in the covenant. Now must those elected representatives arise to serve with spirituality and joy, with purity of intent, with strong attraction to the fragrances of the Almighty, and well supported by the Holy Spirit. Let them raise up the banner of guidance, and as soldiers of the company on high, let them exalt God's word, spread abroad his sweet savours, educate the souls of men, and promote the most great peace. Truly, blessed souls have been elected. The moment I read their names, I felt a thrill of spiritual joy to know that, praise be God, persons have been raised up in that country who are servants of the kingdom and ready to lay down their lives for him who hath neither likeness nor peer. O ye dear friends of mine, light up this assembly with the splendour of God's love. Make it ring out with the joyous music of the hallowed spheres. Make it thrive on those foods that are served at the Lord's Supper, at the heavenly banquet table of God. Come ye together in gladness unalloyed, and at the beginning of the meeting, recite ye this prayer. O thou Lord of the kingdom, though our bodies be gathered here together, yet our spellbound hearts are carried away by thy love, and yet are we transported by the rays of thy resplendent face. Weak though we be, we await the revelations of thy might and power. Poor though we be, with neither goods nor means, still take we riches from the treasures of thy kingdom. Drops though we be, still do we draw from out thy ocean deeps. Motes though we be, still do we gleam in the glory of thy splendid sun. O thou our provider, send down thine aid, that each one gathered here may become a lighted candle, each one a centre of attraction, each one a summoner to thy heavenly realms, till at last we make this nether world the mirror image of thy paradise. O ye dear friends of mine, it is incumbent upon the assemblies of those regions to be connected one with another, and to correspond with one another, and also to communicate with the assemblies of the East, thus to become agencies for union throughout the world. O ye spiritual friends, such must be your constancy, that should the evil wishers put every believer to death, and only one remain, that one, singly and alone, will withstand all the peoples of the earth, and will go on scattering far and wide the sweet and holy fragrances of God. Wherefore, should any fearsome news, any word of terrifying events reach you from the Holy Land, see to it that ye waver not. Be ye not stricken by grief, be ye not shaken. Rather, rise ye up instantly with iron resolve, and serve ye the kingdom of God. This servant of the Lord's threshold hath been in peril at all times. He is in peril now. At no time have I had any hope of safety, and my dearest wish is this: to drink of the martyr's bounteous and brimful cup, and die on the field of sacrifice, delighting in that wine which is the most precious of God's gifts. This is my highest hope, this my most vehement desire. We hear that the tablets of Eshraqat, splendors, Tarazat, ornaments, Bisharat, glad tidings, Tajaliyat, effulgences, and Kalimat, words of paradise, have been translated and published in those regions. In these tablets will ye have a model of how to be and how to live.